Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Choppers, better cut those wrists. Cold blood in my fist, we fire starters, starters. One of a million marines, so tight. Always had a feeling that I won't deny. Now what? Never could toss. Look in my eyes, I'm on the rocks, guys.
What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? It's Taco Tuesday. We're going to try to learn, why do women fall in love with the bad boys? It is a story that's over and over again when it comes to women, and a parent's worst nightmare.
Hey, you definitely were.
I was a nightmare?
You were my parents' worst nightmare.
Falling in love with the bad boy.
You definitely weren't what they expected.
Well, yeah, because they wanted you. It seems like every parent wants their daughter to fall in love with a three-piece suit, you know, because they got to wear their little funny vest, their little tie, and their jacket. They want them to fall in love with them kind of guys.
Yeah, not going to happen.
What's that tell you about parents, though?
They got...
They don't even want them falling in love with, say, a mechanic or somebody in the trades. No, they want somebody that their daughter to fall in love with that sits behind a desk all day.
Boring. Boring. Sorry. That's just boring. Never, ever would I be with somebody that was wearing a suit and tie.
Why is that?
Because they're lame.
So it all comes down to being lame.
They are lame.
Or isn't it built into women that they want a man that is a protector? And usually those in suits that work in a corporate environment, they don't see as a protector.
No, they see them as money. That's it. That's all they see. It's money. And money doesn't buy you happiness.
Well, see, that's the thing about the money that kind of confuses me. If you are in the trades or something, you're making more money than a lot of them suits are.
And people don't realize that. So maybe it's time people wake up and realize that.
So why do parents get that way? And, you know, by bad boys, I think the worst nightmare is a biker.
Well, yeah. That would be, at least in my household. Why? Why not someone like your father?
Do you think it's the rebellious side of a biker that they don't like? They go against society's norms? Well, at least some of them, because God forbid it's like that anymore all over the place in the scene.
It's because of the unknown. That's what it's because of.
The unknown.
The parents don't have a clue what's in store for their daughter. But when you got a man with a suit and tie, it's kind of predictable.
So it's predictable. That's what they want.
They want predictability.
But the reason why women go all head over heels is because they're looking for the excitement.
Definitely. Definitely. They don't want to be bored.
So it's about being not bored.
Well, there's way more reasons than that, but that's one of them. They definitely want the excitement. They don't want boredom. Who wants to live a life of boredom?
Well, obviously you know, you're just fading away on the subject, but
how am I fading away on it? Bad boys are attractive because they're thrilling.
So it's all about the thrill.
They keep you on your toes.
Is that something that you women actually look for?
I mean, I didn't like look for it. It just fell on it.
Right.
We just like met. It was like a chance thing.
So you weren't rebellious inside yourself?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I was looking for fun and action. And
fun in all the wrong places.
And on the go and not boring and duh. And no.
I thought it was like girls, they wanted to date somebody like their dad. Ain't that the old analogy?
Well, that's what they want. Parents want you to date someone that's like your dad. But my dad, I'm sorry, he was boring. He played golf.
See, that's the one thing I don't understand with bikers. You're playing golf, okay? What's up with the golf? What's with the fuzzy little hat, okay, and the funny shorts?
I mean,
and your socks all the way up to your knees. What's with that?
I mean, I've seen guys wearing their socks up to their knees, and they don't play golf, but, you know, it's okay with their
I can't
sandals.
Imagine me playing golf. I can't.
You have mentioned on a couple occasions you wanted to give it a try, but you never did it.
Hell no, man, because I'm afraid of looking stupid.
Because you're afraid you can't hit the ball off that little tee?
Now, give me a baseball bat. I'll show you how to drive it, but...
You're going to be like Happy Gilmore with the putter that looks like a hockey stick.
I wonder if that's legal in golf.
What? Using a hockey stick?
Yeah, using a hockey stick.
Oh, no. Happy Gilmore. It worked for him.
I guess. Maybe I can make mine a bat.
That'd be cool. But how are you going to putt with a bat?
I don't know. I'd figure it out.
You'd use a pool cue.
She was just going to say a pooper scooper.
No, I didn't.
That's what she was just going to say, a pooper scooper.
No, I wasn't. I said pool cue. I could see you at the on the green with a pool cue. You pool shark.
Not me, no.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
I just couldn't get past the funny hat. I couldn't.
I'm going to have to buy you one of those hats.
Why do they actually wear those?
Not everybody does.
That's kind of like when I was allowed in Canada back in the day, man, going over to Windsor and stuff. I seen the soldiers with, you know, fuzzy balls on their hat. I was like, what are you doing, man? You're supposed to be in the military. I'd laugh at you.
Military wear fuzzy ball hats?
In Canada, I guess. They wear all kinds of weird stuff in Canada.
Well, that's Canada. What are you going to do?
Come on. They look like a big strawberry. They're cops.
I mean, the cops in Canada wear Mount Me hats.
Mount Me hats. Mount Me hats.
Well, it sounds better than Mountie.
Oh, my God, you actually made it funny. That's, you know what, mark that on your calendar. She was actually funny right there.
They do.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that subject, and we got some news stories coming up. Got a couple motorcycle ones for you and a couple regular ones. Time to debate right now. What was the big one in politics? Yes, I want to hear that one first.
You want to hear that one first?
Yes, I want to hear that one first.
Okay.
I'm just coming off of, you know, that interview with the rep by, you know, hashtag bikers for Jamie, man. I got to get her on by herself.
Yeah, you do.
She was really cool.
She was very interesting.
Yeah, she was.
And cute.
Well, that too. That's the first thing that China Doll notices. Hey, she's cute. Don't matter what her positions are, as long as she's cute.
She's good looking. It's fine.
I'm sure she'll like that one.
Maryland State Police will continue to enforce the state's handgun law for now, despite a federal appeals court ruling that the licensing requirement is unconstitutional.
Isn't it kind of weird that they're doing nothing but going after Second Amendment rights? And you know what? It's kind of like they're going after First Amendment rights because, God forbid, you don't agree with them. They call you fascist. But it's always within these states, and you notice they have the highest crime.
Yeah.
You know what? Democrats, all they do is step on themselves. That's all they do. That's why nobody likes them. Hell, Trump has now got 22% of the black vote, which is unheard of. He's winning in every aggregate poll, and people just don't like Biden. I don't know if he's going to be the nominee, man. I think they're going to force him to drop out.
Oh, you think it's going to be Camilla?
No, they're not going to put her in there, but it'd be Gavin Newsom, probably.
Who is that?
You know, it's just these radical ones. Come on. Our house is full of guns.
I know.
You don't see me going out there freaking on a shooting spree. No, law-abiding gun owners. That's what they are, is law-abiding.
Exactly.
You're not going to get out there no matter how many. Instead of passing more laws, why don't you use the ones already on the books? No, they want you to, you know, be a slave to their freaking ideals. They want the government to run you. And what's even worse is that these young ones, they like communism. They get your guns. They get everything, man. I'm telling you.
So tell me this. Maryland's handgun qualification license requires applicants to submit fingerprints for a background check.
Can't do that.
And they make them take a 4-hour firearm safety course with a live fire component and wait up to 30 days for approval before purchasing a handgun, which requires another application and a 7-day waiting period.
Nah, they're going to strike that. They're going to strike it down. That's what's going to happen. You can't do that.
They do fingerprinting.
And you know what? This lazy Supreme Court, you better get on this stuff. I don't know why the Supreme Court just don't come out and say, no, enough's enough with your laws. Enough's enough with trying to take, you know, the loopholes. They have a right to own a gun. You know, get away from this legal mumble jumble language and put it in stone. That's one thing that stinks about the Constitution is they didn't say it straightforward.
Well,
you have a right to own a gun. That's all they should have put.
Yeah. Well, last Tuesday, a 3-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the law is overly burdensome and cannot stand under the 2022 landmark Supreme Court decision that a firearms regulation is unconstitutional unless the government can prove it's consistent with the nation's historical tradition.
See, that's what I mean. Why couldn't they just come out and say, hey, it's illegal to do that to people? They got to put in all this fancy language. I think it gives them an out where they can keep on in business with, okay, let's pass this law. Okay, we'll keep our jobs and let it, you know, make the money in court fees.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Honestly, at some point you wonder, well, this is why everybody flees these states. They want nothing to do with them.
I mean, fingerprinting.
You know what I think? Put all the Democrats in, you know, a place like Montana and stay away from us.
Fingerprinting is just like, I mean, wouldn't you consider fingerprinting for a gun the same as they want your...
They're making you into a criminal.
Well, isn't that kind of crossing a line like, hey, we also want all your medical paperwork? For in case,
and then you
mental.
Got some that want to check your social media. It's government intrusion, and you people are letting it happen.
You know, a lot of jobs do that now.
Yeah, it's big time with jobs, the intrusions.
They check all your social media before they decide to hire you. A lot of companies do it now.
That's why you got to set everything on private,
because then there's nothing they can see.
Because they shouldn't be able to do that.
Nope.
They should hire you on your qualifications, and that's it.
And what you do on your own time is your own business.
It is.
Shouldn't be in any company's business.
But the problem is people letting them do it.
Yeah, they are.
So even though a court struck it down, they're still enforcing it.
Yeah, they will continue to enforce the law until the federal court issues a mandate.
So don't you think the appeals court should have said, no, it's unconstitutional, and no, you cannot enforce it. But they didn't do that.
Nope. They did not. They have, the Maryland officials have 14 days to file for a rehearing before the full appeals court.
And you have to look at it. That's one thing I don't believe is judges should be a part of a political party. It's supposed to be justice is blind, but they're running as a Republican or a Democrat. I think, you know what, that goes, your argument of everything is balanced is out the door when you do that stuff. They're always going to have a bias.
Yeah.
They will. And they're appointed by politicians.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the Supreme Court, I think they should be on the ballot like everybody else and shouldn't have a lifetime appointment. The only reason why they had a lifetime appointment back in the day when the Constitution was made is they had to go by horse and buggy to different locations. Mm. And it took time. But now I think they should be elected.
And why aren't they?
Not appointed by these presidents.
And why aren't they?
it's always going to be that system.
Well, maybe it's time for a change.
There's never going to be a change until people stand up and say enough. We're the ones who go to the ballot box and vote D or R. We don't even look at the other candidates.
It's because nine
people are voting party line. They're not voting for what's best.
It's because nine times out of 10, when you look at that ballot, there are no other candidates. It's just a Democrat, or a Republican. There's nothing else listed.
Well, that's why I like that Robert Kennedy Jr. is going onto the ballot right now. And he's going to cause some hell. He might win, if you ask me. He's got that name. He's got that freaking, he's got the populist message. I think, you know, you don't have to agree with somebody on everything.
No, because
but you got to, you know, come in the middle or something, not this extreme right or extreme left stuff going on, if you ask me.
There's always going to be something you're going to disagree with anyone, whether it's president, somebody running for president, or somebody like your next door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be something you're going to disagree about, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Do you know how much this country would have changed if in 2016 Hillary Clinton won? She would have been able to appoint three judges, and that would really put our country upside down.
I think,
and people are seeing it right now. What the Democrats are doing, they're seeing it.
I think,
but they'll still vote for it.
Her being in office would have turned this country upside down.
You know, we're just in a position right now that people need to wake up.
Does that make Bill Clinton the first lady?
I don't know. Who cares?
Just curious.
Who cares?
Just curious.
But that Maryland law, it's stupid.
I feel for people that live there.
And no, you know what? No, I don't. Because they chose to live there.
Because they're not stepping up.
No, they just choose to keep voting the same way they do. So if they have problems, it's on them. That's just like Chicago. I don't feel sorry for them. For over 100 years, you've been voting for the same party. You don't think it's never going to change until you change? That's why it's so interesting with the polls right now that Trump's getting 22% of the black vote. It's like, wow. He's already won at that point.
Yeah, technically.
But you got to want to change, man. Until you do, until you change your habits, get out of that generational thinking, you're never going anywhere. Never. What else we got in the news?
Pensacola Harley-Davidson is kicking off its season of giving with its bike and ball bash on Saturday.
Bike and ball bash. Pensacola Harley-Davidson, man. You know, that's one thing I really like about the scene is how everybody gears up to do a lot of charity work around the holidays.
Well, it's their sixth annual event and their chance to collect Christmas wishes for kids in need. There were tents set up, food trucks, and a growing collection of outdoor items, colorful balls, toys, scooters, and bikes to get kids more active outside.
You know what? I think that's a beautiful thing right there. You know, some people would look at it, well, why you want to do something about bikes, raising money for that? These kids need to get out of the house, man.
It's because everybody's staying inside on their phones.
So hopefully getting them bikes to get them out there.
And you can still donate if you want to drop off items at Pensacola Harley-Davidson now through till December 13th.
Rock on. So make sure you drop that stuff over at Pensacola if you're down in Florida. But see, that's why I never had the connect between why bikers are bad. They're the ones who raise the most money when it comes to kids and comes to different issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of why I was like stuck, you know, kind of, you know what? I don't know, man, that interview with Abate still is freaking in. When he said that they look at patches the same, the cops, I think that right there blew up the whole interview.
Yeah,
because I was sitting there thinking, you know what? I'm interviewing somebody that is naive to even think that his patch is close to what a three-piece patch is in the eyes of the cops. And yeah, these are the same cops that say, Well, clubs use toy runs as a cover for their illegal activities,
which is bogus.
And cops actually came out and said that stuff.
Yeah, they did.
So do you see where I was like, really? I think that's when the interview took a turn.
Yeah, kind of went downhill from there. Just saying, because you could tell by the look on your face the minute that he brought that up, that your eyes just like looked like you were shooting flames out your eyes. I'm not going to lie. Mm. You're like, no, no. And it all just went.
I'm going to have to do a subject of why I do not support A-bait. I'm going to have to. And it's just not the grass clippings that I don't support.
No.
It seems like every one of these motorcycle rights organizations have gotten so far away what their original purpose was that now I know why people don't want to join.
And that's why there's more, not a lot of younger generation going in.
And I don't think I can blame them. I really can. What are you offering the younger generation other than talking points? You can't go off the helmet crap anymore.
No.
Because they don't care.
No.
And let's be honest, those that are older, and that's probably their base is 40 and over now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be aging out in, you know, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So how is your organization even going to keep on surviving if you can't get new blood?
It's going to end up falling to the wayside.
And it already looks like that, too.
Well, and I'm sure there's a lot of states out there that, I mean, that don't even have an A-bait because of the fact that everybody pretty much, as you put it, aged out.
You know what was funny? You seen something happen during that interview. You seen politics playing out.
Yeah.
And, well, you don't know, but Hot Rod was a, you know, Hot Rod's a big friend of this show. Very big friend of this show. And he left A-bait. And if you heard the guy, which I know you did,
I did,
when I brought up Hot Rod, it was like disgust in his voice.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I know this guy personally, dude. And, well, he's a good guy, but there's a but.
Yeah, but he chose to leave.
He didn't choose to leave. You guys probably pushed him out. That's why politics, people don't like being involved in stuff anymore.
Mm-mm.
Hey, it happens in the club scene. There's a lot of damn politics in the club scene. So there could be the reason why a lot of people don't want to join, because they don't want to deal with the BS.
Do you blame them?
No, I don't. I don't blame them at all. I actually let every one of my motorcycle rights memberships go. Didn't renew at all. Because at the, you know, you say, okay, you know, even if you can't get involved, at least donate to the cause. But there is no cause anymore. So why am I going to give you money?
It's like, what is actually their underlying agenda?
Exactly. And then when I heard that, when he talked about Hot Rod, I was like, no, you lost me, Jack. Now I see what you're playing. So maybe I should do a video on that.
I think you should.
Even though they're state level organizations and not federal type of stuff,
right?
You know, it's like, what have you done for me lately?
Good question. What have they done for you lately?
And now I see how you treat people that are actually were hardcore into your cause, which he was. And then you give a, you know, you give a, you know, your voice has disgust in it. It's like, dude,
well, even the
up your organization.
And I'm sorry to say, but if you were really paying attention when you brought him up, he rolled his eyes. So
he did.
Yeah, he did. The regional guy did, whatever his name was. He rolled his eyes. Was it Rob or whatever?
Wood, your thoughts on Modified Motorcycle Association? I never even heard of it. Maybe I'm behind the times, but you know, with the advent of the internet, you got a lot of people that try to start different things because they have access through the internet to a lot of people. And a lot of them things are scams, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They're freaking straight up scams.
They just want people's money.
That's what it comes down to.
Well, I mean, come on, look at the statement. If I went to one of your meetings, do I need to bring my checkbook? They're like, yeah, bringing your checkbook's a bright idea.
So you must not have enough, you know, you must not be as professional as you think you are.
No.
Because I'd have talked into anybody's ear and get what I want.
And you shouldn't have to bring your checkbook to do it.
I'd never have to do it.
Nope.
Toys for Tots season, kids need it, and a good cause. I agree. And, you know, Frank, you say it's around since the 70s. I still don't know what the hell it is.
You're like, oh.
It's not around here. You know, people have to remember, a lot of us are supposed to say it's about a regional thing and not a national thing, because everything is different around the country.
Yeah.
And something like that ain't around and here, and I've never heard of it. Just being, you know, honest right there. I'm not trying to lie. And Dirty Knobs, I've never heard of them one either. Are there good organizations out there? Yeah, there's MCOM, there's freaking MPP, but I'm just not. Maybe it's because I'm not into them type of people. I'm sorry to say that.
Oh, probably.
I take the lifestyle very serious. They don't. They want to play. Thus, the expression rubs or weekend warriors. You know, that's just my opinion on them. Jason, I'm 38. I've yet to hear about it either.
You see, he's even younger and he's never heard of it.
I haven't. I'm sorry. Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
Maybe the Midwest just doesn't know.
Maybe we're just a little freaking in space out there.
it's from all the dispensaries in the area. I don't know.
Steve says, I have lived all over and things are definitely different everywhere. That's why I'm not into the broad stroke protocol stuff.
Are you dying, bro?
I'm dying, bro.
You okay, bro?
Well, it's like 2 degrees outside right now.
No, it's 9. Don't lie.
Yeah, but with the wind chill?
It's probably 2. Or negative.
Negative, man.
Well, whoever lives in Texas is having some nice weather right now. It's 50.
Oh.
And in Houston, charges have been filed against an underage driver who led Houston police on a chase that ended in a deadly crash yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't it a motorcycle?
Yes, the teen driving a stolen Kia Forte that crashed into...
Oh, you know what? Do not get... I was going to get one. I'm not getting one anymore. The Kia Fortes, they got this... you know, it's real easy to steal one of these damn things. You
yeah.
bust the ignition.
Yeah.
And you just plug in a freaking...
A USB.
USB, and it starts.
So the teen was driving a stolen Kia Forte and crashed into an innocent 19-year-old motorcycle rider, killing him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the 16-year-old that was driving the stolen Kia is charged with a felony murder, intoxication, manslaughter, failure to stop and render aid involving death, evaded arrest, and detention in a motor vehicle and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Yeah, I think he's going to go down for quite some time.
I don't know, man, because you see this all the time where somebody hits a motorcyclist. And next thing you know, they walk, you know, after 2 or 3 years. You see that all the time with these DWI and DUI people. And we've talked about that before, how sickening it is, ain't it, that the ones that are drunk are the ones that usually walk away.
They always do. He only had minor
they'd
injuries.
They'd ruin people's families, but, you know, let them walk because you think they need a second chance.
Well, the officers did stop to help the motorcycle rider, but Andreas Sorto died at the scene.
19-year-old.
19 years old.
He's done.
Mm-hmm. because of a 16-year-old that decided to steal a car and be a moron.
No, because you know what they're doing? They got that stuff on TikTok where they're showing you how to bust up a Kia Forte, and they're stealing them all over the place.
Oh, yeah. They're getting stolen everywhere. We've had them stolen from around here as well.
But I can't put up a simple, stupid video on TikTok without it being taken down. But you'll let everybody know how to steal a Kia.
Yeah, they will.
That's why I don't like that. You know what? I don't like TikTok because, one, it's run by the Chinese. And two, you're seeing straight up what communist is because they'll take down what they don't like. Mm-hmm. And it's happened to you. And I look, the hell they take that down for?
Yeah, I've had a lot of mine taken down. I had one taken down during 9/11 because I did a thing, a video montage remembering 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually took my video down saying that it was offensive.
Offensive?
Yeah, on TikTok.
Oh my gosh. So you're seeing what a communist type of deal would be.
But yet you can scroll through TikTok and find about 20, 30, 40, 50 other people that posted similar kinds of videos for 9/11, but all mine was offensive.
Mark, you bet. What's up, man? Welcome to the Madhouse crew. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Dirty Knobs is right. Manual transmission is a theft device because most of these kids can't even drive a freaking stick. It's funny, man, because, you know, my brother's in the truck driving and stuff. Most of all the trucks are going automatic now. And I'm like, why? And he says straight up, that's because they can't drive a stick anymore.
And nobody knows how to drive stick.
And it's like, wow.
Even I can drive stick.
You know, no more 12 speeds, no more 18s. It's all automatic now.
It is.
What the history going out of that is like, wow. Years ago, you would have never heard about a truck being automatic.
Uh-uh. It's all about the shifting.
I don't know, man. I'd be like going up a hill trying to freaking, is this thing going to make it? I know I can. I know I can. I know I can.
Well, I feel bad for being that I hung out with your brother over the weekend. He informed me how, which I had no idea, that truck companies can regulate the speed of your trucks.
Yeah, they can govern it.
And he says that they govern most trucks at like 70 miles an hour. And I'm like, really? I'm like, how? And he said that there's this thing that they can make it where that's as fast as. I'm like, I had no idea. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
I had no idea they could do that. I mean, come on. Unless you're with a truck driver or know people that drive. Would you have known that these trucks that you're getting so pissed off at on the expressway can't go faster?
Yeah, I bet that's like with the bigger companies like Schneider and J.B. Hunt.
But we don't know these as average Joes. We don't know. So now you're getting mad. But these trucks can't go faster than, let's say, 70 miles an hour. And you're all ticked off because you're trying to get around them, but they can't go faster.
You know, it'd be funny. I got back into the truck and I'll be over here trying to, you know, shift it with a stick. And next thing you know, it's automatic. I'd be confused.
You'd be lost. You'd be like, what am I doing? You're like looking for the stick. And it's like, no, it's this, dude. It's up here. Drive.
Man, that just shows you the state of the country right now with these kids, man. They don't understand or never taught old school stuff. I took my driver's license test at 16 with a, you know, a Ford Ranger freaking stick.
You taught me how to drive stick in an empty parking lot. Only because my family.
Yeah, but at least you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying because my family never had stick shift vehicles. And I'm not going to lie. I actually miss having a stick shift vehicle. Because I swear to you, that thing saved on gas.
It did.
Not going to lie.
Well, Rich's tops out at 67 miles an hour. So if you see Rich out there, don't be yelling at him.
Don't be yelling at him. He can't go any faster.
Then you throw on 80,000 pounds. Yeah, it ain't going nowhere.
People don't get it. And I'm going to be honest, until I had the conversation with your brother and he told me and our son about it, I had no idea that they could do that. I'm sure no one knew that they can do
that. You know what I like to do is bikers and their jobs, do like a show on that, or do a series of shows of, okay, you got truck drivers, you got mechanics, you got tradesmen. I think that'd be an interesting show to bring on some of the people
that do those jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. And just talk about their experiences and try to combat the crap that the cops say about bikers all the time. Hey, these are people that go to work, put food on the table, and they're not into any of that crap.
It's because they like cops like giving bikers a bad name.
Don't be tripod. Back in the day, you could get your beginners and then your full license in the same day. Nowadays, you got to wait a few years to get a full license. How has it changed now?
I honestly don't know.
One thing I do know is that they should teach these young kids in driver's ed about looking for motorcycles.
100%, because they don't. You can even ask our son, and our daughter that went through driver's ed through high school. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them, and they're not that old. They're 20 and 27. They're not that old. Both of them said when they went through driver's ed, they never were taught anything about watching for motorcycles. Never was even brought up.
And I think that should be part of the program.
I agree. And I think it should be a huge part of the program because of the fact
because you got to train them early.
Because, well, I'd say over 70% of the accidents are younger generation hitting people on motorcycles because they don't know to look in their blind spots. And that's the biggest thing.
I can't bump on too much.
You can't count on your mirrors all the time.
I can't bump on them too much because when you get a younger kid on a bike, they gear up, man. You know what? They're kind of smarter than us old bogeys are. You know, we weren't raised around that kind of stuff, but them, man, they get the body armor out. They get the freaking helmets out. The only thing that they don't understand is, you know, going 200 miles an hour, that ain't going to help you.
You might still get road rash. Sorry.
Well, no, it's not going to help you. Nothing at 200 miles an hour is going to help your ass if you do something stupid. Mm-mm. You know, they need to ride with more common sense, I think. And the reason why crotch rockets have a bad name is because that's what they do. They ride like idiots. But at the same time, I guess they got safety conscious. They just ignorant of the fact of speed. First of all, we should teach these kids is if they are in the driver's seat, do not touch a phone. Hell, we got to teach a lot of adults that, too. I'm sitting right next to one.
My phone's on the passenger seat.
Yeah, but you pay attention to it.
Yeah, glance. Well, not if our son's in the car. He won't let me touch it.
And there's a reason for it, because if you're driving, you're supposed to have 100% of your freaking attention on that road.
And when I get to a stoplight, I check it. If it's important, I will pull over.
You shouldn't even check it. With me, you can't get a hold of me when I'm in the car.
No, you can't, because I've tried.
I don't even reply.
Even trying to call you when you're driving.
I won't play around with that phone.
No, you won't.
Because I don't want to get hurt, and I sure the hell don't want to hurt somebody else. I think those that mess around with their phone are ignorant.
And there's been a few times.
Including you.
Okay, I get the point.
You don't get the point because you're not going to change your habit of saying, okay, like now you're doing a show and you're looking down at your phone because vibrating.
I'm not looking at my phone. My phone was ringing. I turned it off.
But you still look down at it.
Okay, unless you want it to ring.
But don't matter. It's on vibrate. But you'll look down at it. That's the same thing you do in a car. It only takes a split second for, say, a deer to run right out in front of you. God knows them idiots are running around right now where we live. You can't even come home going to work at like 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock. They're lining the freaking roads. It's like, give me an Uzi or something so I'd take them out. And then coming home. So it only takes a split second for a deer to run right into you. There was an accident that I read about where the one hit the deer and it flew right in, killed the other driver.
Oh, like a car hit it and then
it went into the other lane and killed the other one. Sam, we get a lot of new people coming up in the chat room. What's up, everybody who's new? Or failure of maintenance on their cars. My big accident happened because a guy claimed his brakes went out and smacked me in my own lane. Phones, maintenance, your cars, pay attention to the road. I got a lot of people on my side here, China.
Okay.
So do you think they should be taught about cell phones in driver's ed?
Yes, I do.
And I don't understand something.
What?
Remember beepers? I couldn't even have one in school. They take them away. Now you got cell phones everywhere.
And
why are you letting them have cell phones?
Technically, they're not supposed to have them in the classroom, but it doesn't stop them.
They still do it anyway.
Yeah, well, what they should be doing at the classroom is standing at the door with a basket and make them putting all their phones in the basket before class.
Well, you know, then they'll come out and cry and whine that they're being mistreated. And these so-called administrators. And you know what? It's our generation. Generation X is allowing this. You'd never let that, never would happen with the baby boomer generation. No, they would have said, suck it up, buttercup, give us your phone. But the problem is, hey, you let them do this, you let them. Next thing you know, they're driving with the damn thing texting, and you're killing somebody. The problem we have out here is the school district says no phones allowed, but the teachers let them use them. That's because they're, you know, have you seen a lot of teachers getting beat up and stuff by these kids?
Yes.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah, there has been.
Steve, my son's uncle hit a deer in New Hampshire on his bike and he lives in a chair now. So it happens in a split second. And that's, you've already got a ticket for doing it.
Yeah, when the law first came out about not using your phones while you're driving, I went to answer the phone and it was our daughter because she never would call. She'd always text. So I panicked and I answered it and pulled into a parking lot before I answered it, but I still got nailed. And it was a $400 fine.
And who had to pay it?
I did. You didn't. I did.
Yeah, how was it given $400 because...
Because I answered a call from our daughter.
Yeah.
It sucked.
So there is a pattern here that we're trying to break with you.
Really? Why has this got to be about me? I'm not the only one in the world that looks at their phone. Look at all the people I drive next to when I'm following you in the car while you're on your bike, and all the people I drive next to that are swerving into your lane because they're texting on their phone.
Well, that should make you where you don't want it to happen. So you wouldn't do it.
Well, if I'm following behind you in my car and I have my phone is in the passenger seat and I don't look at it or touch it because I'm too worried about making sure nobody hits you.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't look at it, touch it. And another reason is because I play my music over my phone. So it's in my seat playing music. So that's all it's there for.
We're going to try
garbage.
This out with her.
My
we'll
radio's
see.
Garbage. So I got to play. I play YouTube videos while I drive and here. Listen to the music.
What other one we got?
A wife has threatened to protest outside a brothel in Gold Coast after her husband spent nearly $4,000 on a 7-hour sex bender.
Did he get any?
The man attended the Pentagon Grand, where he had intercourse with two sex workers and paid for service upgrades, including fetishes and fantasies.
That is awesome. Where is this place at?
The Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast. What's the name of the place?
It's called Pentagon Grand.
You guys go over there and visit that place, man. We got to throw some support with this, okay? The Pentagon Grand, is it called?
Yeah. The manager of the brothel, Suzanne Pfeiffer.
You ever notice it's women that run these things?
Told the Gold Coast Bulletin that the man paid for the first hour with cash because he did not want his wife to know.
Why are you tricking on him, man?
When he wanted to continue the X-rated bonk bonanza, he tried to use his bank card to transfer money, eventually ended up using a credit card when the bank transfer said pending. After 7 hours, the sex worker said they were too tired to continue.
Oh!
And the man left. So he spent $4,000 in 7 hours.
You never would have thought that they were too tired, man. This guy must have been freaking on roids or something.
Well, supposedly he was drunk and on drugs and has absolutely no recollection of the incident.
Sure you don't.
But
his
wife later turned up at the brothel with her husband in tow, say, and tried to get her money back.
I wonder if you get refunds if it ain't any good. And you're right, Steve. That should be a man or a madhouse freaking road trip.
Well, Pfeiffer, the manager of the location, politely explained that the man seemed sober on the CCTV footage and had successfully negotiated a good deal with the sex workers.
A good deal. Hey, you know, negotiate. That's fucking something cool.
Something that would have been hard to do if drunk or on drugs. But Pfeiffer said the woman refused to accept her explanations and threatened to protest outside the venue.
You imagine that? Is she trying to protest outside the venue and everybody's trying to pick her up? Hey, how much?
Well, the manager said we've told her she's welcome to peacefully protest on public property. But if we have any concerns for safety, we will have to call the police. They told her, go ahead and protest.
Where's the Gold Coast at? I want to know where the brothel is.
Well, you want to know where the name of it is? Pentagon Grand. Let's see.
I got to call them, get an interview.
They're not going to be awake right now.
Well, not right now, but I get an interview. I got to, Mike, work on this. Give me some strippers, will you?
Pentagon Grand is adult entertainment in, it's not even in the United States, I don't think.
Well, that stinks.
It's in.
Dopey says it's in Australia.
And it's in the Gold Coast and Brisbane area.
Yeah, it's Australia or New Zealand, one of them deals.
Still.
I want to move to Australia now.
You want to go to the Pentagon Grand?
I do. I want to go to the Pentagon Grand. I want to get one of the, you know what? I need to get somebody from the cat house in Vegas up here on the online. Yeah, it would be great. Don't you think? I'd love it.
Do it.
I'd love it. I got to get some of that kind of entertainment going on.
You should. That'd be an interesting show. So I guess the manager eventually decided to tell the woman that she needs to stop taking it up with the company and she needs to take it up with her husband because her husband's the one that decided to show up there and spend the $4,000 for the 7 hours because he kept asking for upgrades because his half hour standard service with no extras just wasn't enough.
And he wore the chicks out. I love it. That guy's my hero.
Two women.
He's my hero, man. He really is.
I guess she can be seen leaving the scene by smacking her husband in the back of the head as they left.
Ouch.
You spent all our money. What is your... I can just vision it now.
Wow.
As he's going, I'm sorry, honey, but you're not good enough.
Unbelievable.
You just wouldn't do the extras for free.
Brothel was a battered men's shelter. I guess it is. Oh, my goodness gracious.
We never did really cover the topic, just saying.
Well, it happens. We covered it a little bit. You know, you basically put it down as, you know, it's about the excitement that women want.
It's the excitement. Yes.
You just got to tell women not to fall for the fakes, man.
Yeah.
Just because they wear a Harley shirt don't mean they're the bad boys. They're only play acting, kind of like wild hogs.
It's all about I think that movie
nailed it when it comes to rubs.
Well, and I also think that one of the main reasons why women like going with the bad boys, they're better in bed.
Are they?
That's what it says.
Ooh.
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 There you go. That's the madhouse for today. Leave it to China Doll to end on that note.
Well, it's Taco Tuesday. I had to go there.
It is Taco Tuesday. Everybody out there, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Insane Throttle with the Motorcycle Madhouse.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle.